Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. 8 years ago, glass artist Dan Cummings decided Utah needed a venue to highlight the state's sculptors, from traditional to contemporary and from the well-known to the emerging artist. The result is the annual Face of Utah Sculpture exhibit, and today on the program, Cummings joins me to talk technique and trends in local sculpture. And Dan Cummings joins me in studio. Dan, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Cummings, he's the owner of Spectrum Studios in Salt Lake City. He's been a professional artist for over 25 years. He studied art at the University of Utah. He now specializes in etched and carved glass as well as granite. And his work can be seen on the Utah State University campus, the LDS Conference Center, and he was recently selected for the proposed Larry H. Miller Tribute Monument in Salt Lake City. Lots of accolades and achievements there, Dan Cummings. So why Face of Utah Sculpture?
Well, originally, the Culture Center came to me and said, let's put together a kind of a traditional show. And I thought, well, there's so many different types of artists and so many different styles. I decided, well, let's show the face, you know, how the world sees Utah as artists. So rather than go with the, you know, traditional cowboy and, you know, that kind of thing, I said, let's open it up to all different styles and techniques. So that's why we came up with the idea originally.
Before we get into the exhibit itself, I mean, you've been sculpting for a couple of decades. Why sculpture? I mean, what was the attraction of working in 3D for you?
You know, it was kind of an organic thing because I started out as an airbrush illustrator. And, you know, design and illustrations, all two-dimensional. But I think, you know, as a young kid, I was always playing with objects and that kind of thing. And I think the transition happened just because you get a more visceral sensation in your body when you're creating, you know, an object around you rather than something flat that then you've got to interpret from. Mm. So,
describe a favorite piece for us that you've done.
Favorite piece. You know, I rather than be specific, I'll talk about what makes something favorite to me.
Okay.
And mostly that comes from, I like a little bit of surprise. You know, as I'm developing something, something comes out and I go, let me go this direction. So it's maybe the favorite pieces to do are the things that take me on a journey inwardly as well as outwardly.
I think a lot of people will look at etchings and wonder how in the world you do that. How do you approach etching in glass as well as granite? I mean, they seem like such different materials.
Well, yeah, actually they're both silica based, so I guess they're similar. But you know, when I'm carving glass, I'm usually carving on the back side of the glass, so the viewer sees the flat plane of glass, and so in essence, I'm carving inside out as I'm, you know, working on glass. Granite generally is a surface area. I haven't done any real two-dimensional or three-dimensional sculptures on granite. It's been surface etching.
Mm-hmm. What are the tools that are required for that?
I use a sandblaster, you know, like 150 PSI, big hose, hood, coveralls, you know, it's a messy process.
Dan Cummings, he is the owner of Spectrum Studios in Salt Lake City. He is the man behind the Face of Utah Sculpture exhibit, which it's in its eighth year, which opens this weekend. If you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about the art of sculpture, 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Let's turn to the exhibit. It's in its eighth year. Mm-hmm. What are some of the highlights from this year's display?
Well, you know, this year we have a little over 70 pieces. 40 different artists participated. There's 11 new artists this year. So each year it seems to evolve. Other artists come to, you know, a current show and then go, how do I get involved next year? And then naturally, you know, people slough off and go other directions. But this year's show, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It's quite different. I can't think of a single traditional, you know, what you would call cowboy bronze type sculptures. These are all very, almost kind of a new wave of artists kind of thing. I was really surprised. It was already set up, and I was really surprised when I went in to see the variety. I mean, there's glass, there's bronze. There's a gal that carves the gorge. She's been in several shows. It's just spectacular work. Mirror sculptures, piano parts, porcelain. I mean, just an amazing amount of techniques and mediums involved in this year's show. It's really a cool-looking show this year. It'll be a lot of fun.
In the eighth year, I mean, is it fundamentally different from when you started?
It's quite different, actually,
in
yeah.
In what way?
Well, you know, the first show that I put together, like I said, they came to me originally to do a contemporary sculpture show. And like I said earlier, let's involve all different outlooks on sculpture. So I was a little afraid that I was going to get all these, you know, cowboy Indian, you know, typical what you think of sculpture
Western.
In Utah.
Yes.
And indeed, like the first 10 pieces, that's what they were. And I'm like, oh no, this is not the show I wanted to do. But eventually, there were more and more of these kind of modernistic and contemporary and found object type of items, you know. And so it kind of evolved from that. And each year has its own unique flavor. And like I say, a brand new set of, I'm trying to think how many people have been there the entire time. I don't think there's been a single artist that's been there every single year. Well, maybe I have, come to think of it. I'm the one. But boy, it's really, really changed. And I think, you know, as artists, you know, things happen in our environment and, you know, different sounds, different technologies, all that kind of stuff. I think, you know, we take that in as artists and it changes and evolves the storyline that we have, you know, going on in our head, and then we create from that. I think that's how this thing's continued to, you know, evolve. I mentioned earlier, I don't believe there's a single traditional bronze, although there are bronzes. There's a new artist. This is his first year. Randy Chamberlain is his name. He's a real Harley lover. And I guess this thing is a wild boar with you know, like hand grips on it, you know, and it's a piggy bank of sorts. I mean, very cool looking piece. And he's also got a beautiful bronze American flag that just, it looks like it's made out of flowing water. Really, really a fabulous piece. I don't know if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah.
You brought in some photos.
Yeah, I did. Julie Lucas, she's been in maybe five different years. She does these sculptures. It's the one with the apples on it. And she'll take a found object or a mannequin of some kind, and then she'll cut little pieces of, in this case, mirror, and just coat the entire thing in mirror.
It looks like this disco ball effect.
It's kind of a disco ball effect.
But it's on a figurine.
It's
beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a deer, and then the antlers have, are those apples?
Apples
on the top?
On top of that, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and she's got another piece I didn't bring a picture of that... she does a lot of inner work with her artwork, so it's like art as therapy type stuff. So she'll create an object. I don't know. Maybe she'll have a problem at work or something like that, and she'll create an object of art. You know, explaining, hey, this is how I feel when this happens to me. Okay, it's really a neat process that she goes through.
So a lot of variety in this new. A
lot
exhibit.
Of variety, yeah.
What's the piece that you have in
this year's I've got a piece that's called Looking at an Orbit I'll Never Understand. And this came out of, I had an ear infection of some kind that my balance, I couldn't, I'd like sit up in bed and just fall down flat. I thought I had a stroke or something,
oh
you know. But out of it came this desire to do. Now, I'm kind of, if I'm painting or illustrating, I like a lot of color. Well, what came out of this is checkerboards, black and white checkerboards. So I fused together blocks of black and white glass and then carved this kind of very flowing pattern over the top of it.
It sounds beautiful.
Oh, it's a neat piece.
The exhibit is Face of Utah Sculpture. It opens When does that open, Dan?
You know, tonight is the grand opening.
Tonight's the grand opening.
Tonight is the deal.
At the Utah Cultural Celebration.
If it is July 12th, then it's tonight.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Tonight at what time?
Tonight starts at 6, goes to 8. I think we're going to have some music there. We have every year. There's food there, cash bar as well. Usually there's 300 to 500 people there at the openings. It's a good time. It's a really nice time to chat with the artists and you know, interrelate with other people that appreciate art as well.
That's the Face of Utah Sculpture exhibit opening tonight. Opening reception starts at 6 o'clock at the Utah Cultural
Celebration Center. You want an address?
Celebration Center, sure.
Pardon
if you've got
me.
One, go ahead.
Yeah, so address, it's pretty easy to find. It's 1355 West, 3100 South. It's a kind of a dead-end street, but you enter off of Redwood Road, 3100 South, major intersection, and just go down a couple of blocks. It's a great venue.
We'll have links to the event on our website, kcpw.org. Dan Cummings, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Tomorrow, Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Join us for that. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.